This is producing a lot of precipitation. If you go outside, you may not be able to see it. Take shelter now. It looks like this is a pretty powerful tornado. You can see that it was taking out those transformers.
Absolutely.
It continues to push off to the east.
Know the story of Joplin, Missouri, that was hit with a devastating tornado not that long ago. What is about this song that really struck you?
I was watching a documentary piece about the Joplin tornadoes, I was really impressed by what they were talking about. They said a lot of these children, when they were trapped in the rubble, they had these physical apparitions that came down and protected them, like held their hand and comforted them, and they called them butterfly people.
On their shoulder, a hand touched me, like right here, and they told me everything was going to be okay. It's actually really weird, but ever since then, I'll be walking outside and a butterfly will come and land on me.
The world is complex. Not just complicated, but complex, in that there are layers upon layers of reality. The world, the reality, the dimension in which we live is not made up of any one sliver of reality, but there are multiple layers, one upon another, one in another, and even in beyond ways that we can define. The layers of reality make what we live in very, very complex. The truth is, if we could ever free ourselves from the chicken soup for the soul approach to the Bible, we would be amazed. If we could really believe what we're reading, and if we could really believe what we are seeing through the peephole of the Bible, it shows us a land beyond, a world beyond, beings beyond, endless possibilities just beyond the veil of our perception. Yet, that world, that beyond, is coming ever more into focus in our daily life. Now, the air, for some reason, connects us to this world in a real, but yet sometimes vague way. When you look at the Old Testament, you see that there is something very profound about what is going on in the air, the wind, the atmosphere around us. Of course, you're familiar that when God created, in every instance He created, He said it was good, it was good, it was good, until the atmosphere. Something happened there. In the Old Testament, we see that God manifests Himself many times in the air, whirlwinds, what we would call tornadoes, hurricanes. And even the great imitator himself, Satan, the powers of darkness, is called the prince of the powers of the air. And in fact, that is where he operates to a great degree today. One writer talks about this in detail. He states that the first example in the Bible of Satan demonstrating his power of the air is revealed when the devil kills Job's children by use of a great wind. Of course, we know that Genesis is the first book of the Bible in order, but Job is the first chronologically. And it is very fascinating. The writer goes on to state, in the book of Job, we find the Lord lifting his hedge of protection from around this godly servant. As a servant, Job is exposed to raw forces of Satan. Note that the verses cited in Job chapter 1, verses 12, 14, 16, 18, and 19 explicitly identify the power and hand of Satan as being responsible for the killer fire from the sky and deadly winds strong enough to decimate a house. These two actions speak volumes concerning the actual potential of the devil in influencing Earth's atmosphere. In quantifying this potential, God's word labels Satan as a prince over this power. Already, the book, the author that I'm speaking from, addressed the meaning and importance of the title of prince. It indicates not a casual involvement, but an authority or rule over it. Thus, when God relinquished Job into the hands of the prince of the power of the air, we find Satan turning these forces against Job. Question being, are those forces still at work under the control of the powers of darkness? The author goes on to state, in looking closer at these events, more profound things are discovered. When the survivors of these calamities ran to inform Job, not a single servant mentioned the devil, not one. They did not even assume that it was Satan. Job's servants say nothing about the devil because they had no idea that Satan was responsible. From all outward appearances, these quote-unquote disasters were all individual, unrelated events, and they appeared to be natural phenomenon. Very key. Job's servants were completely ignorant of the fact that the Sabians and Chaldeans were moved by the devil, the fire from heaven was caused by the devil, and the tornadic winds were brought by the devil. In other words, the author says, without the revelation of Scripture, there would be no way to know that these disasters were the moving of Satan's hand. And had God not revealed these things to us, we would be blind as Job's servants. Remember, he says, that Noah was warned of things not seen. Well, here the scriptures are warning us of the powers of Satan in a similar manner. Some of the aspects of this power we may be able to observe, but what our eyes actually see may not fully disclose what is actually happening. Now, here's the great statement I want you to get from this text. If modern science were to have investigated the tragedies which befell Job, their conclusions would be no different than they are today. Let me read that again. If modern science were to have investigated the tragedies which befell Job, their conclusions would be no different than they are today. Science would announce that all these things were, quote, coincidences or actions or accidents of nature. This is an extremely important lesson for the Bible believer to get, because if you don't get it, you're going to have the wool pulled over your eyes again and again and again. What is unfolding here is one of the primary reasons why the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Job, or the reports that Job's servants gave to Job, teach us this great truth. Many supernatural events can outwardly appear as natural events. Supernaturalism can be hidden behind the appearance of naturalism. A thing can look natural of its own accord, like robbers and cutthroats stealing property or murdering people, or fireballs falling from the sky, or winds blowing a house down. But in reality, it may well be the hand of Satan. None of these events in Job had any outward supernatural markers, but they were all supernatural, other dimensional, moved by the spirit world. They were all the result of principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness of this world, which Paul distinctly warned us about. So even if you're listening and you're out there and you're a dispensationalist, you go, well, that's Job, that's then. Paul, right in the heart of biblical New Testament dispensational teaching, warned us of this very thing. People have the misconception that events that are supernatural must always appear contrary to nature, but this is not what the Bible reveals. While all supernatural events most certainly are contrary to nature, they don't always manifest this way. This is so because what you may see with your literal eyes may not always be what is so. The events in Job are a prime example of this, but there are many others the scriptures talk about. In Hebrews 13, we're told not to forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. We see the warning in New Testament church theology over and over in the book of Galatians, Colossians, Hebrews, Peter, and Revelation. In other words, this writer speaks, until this being did something, talking about an angel in the book of Judges, blatantly against nature, those who were visibly and physically in his company were completely clueless about their involvement with a paranormal event. Now, let me digress for just a minute talking about that. We have talked before about David Icke, reptilian shapeshifters. We have talked about, I can't remember the guy, the lead singer for Smashing Pumpkins. We'll try to get that clip up for you. What an amazing thing where he talked about seeing something different there.
Let's just say I was with somebody once and I saw a transformation that I can't explain.
Mm. The person transformed into something other than human.
Yes, I saw it.
You were talking to someone. They said to you, look, something's going to happen here. Mm. I'm going to morph into something else.
Imagine you're doing something and suddenly you turn around and there's somebody else standing there.
Unless they show you unless they show you, there seems to be an ability for both angels and the powers of darkness to shield from view what they really are. In other words, they look natural. A lot of times you'll see YouTube videos of newscasters and of stars and of public figures and their eyes. And we think, well, that can't possibly be. That can't possibly be. But could it be that truly they do walk among us?
Back there is not real.
But they have the ability to shield themselves. Could it be that events that take place, that storms, tragedies, catastrophes, they're not always just an accident of nature? Could it be that the prince of the power of the air, under the full sovereign reign of God, is actually behind it? Very fascinating to think about. Now, the author goes on to break it down into four points like this. Point number one, some aerial phenomena result from the ordinances and laws which God has put into place to regulate it. We call this nature. Point number two, some aerial phenomenon may result of the direct hand of God. We see this in the Bible. Point number three, some aerial phenomenon may be the result of angelic interaction. And point number four, some aerial phenomenon may be the result of the direct hand of the devil. And the question is, what happens when point three and point four both come together? Maybe even what happens when point one, two, three, and four both come together. Well, what you might have is something like what you have happen in Joplin, Missouri.
This is a Jeff Petrosi storm chaser. I have a large destructive tornado and on the southwest side of Joplin. I notified large tornado on the ground doing massive damage. Large tornado, it's a maxi wedge on the ground.
One of the interesting things that came out of the tragedy was not just the stories of survivors and not just the stories of tragedy, but an interesting little story that has found its way to the back pages of history's newspaper, but is still nonetheless there and real for the people that experienced it. And that is the effect of what has been called the butterfly people. As we hear of tornadoes that ravage the Midwest, and as severe weather seems to be coming up again and again and again, we are reminded of the devastating tornado in Joplin, Missouri, this author of the article writes. In the chaotic first days after the tornado, the images that were seen on the nightly news could be compared apocalyptically to a nuclear bomb blast. There was devastation everywhere, and people were mourning the loss of their entire town, of lives, of souls, of hope. No one really can relate to this kind of trauma until you've lived through it. An entire town where families were raised and dreams were built, now gone, nothing remained. Not over time, not because of war, but a freak act of nature, or so we're told. And all of a sudden, in a matter of moments, existence turned upside down. Devastated, nothing existing except for widespread desolation. Immediately after the aftermath, people began telling stories of how they survived. They were telling heroic tales of people who had put themselves in harm's way to protect their families. There were stories of loss and of sadness, of losing loved ones in the disaster. However, there was one story that was kept from the mainstream news. A story that was there, very prominent and very believed by those that told it, and yet never really came to the forefront. It was a story that was told amongst the Red Cross volunteers, counselors, and psychiatrists hired to work with people and helping them cope with the loss. The story was that during the horrific arrival of the tornado, there was another revival. It was the day the butterfly people came. According to Todd Frankel, a writer for St. Louis Today, the stories of the butterfly people were shared in hospital waiting rooms and in lines for donated food. People initially began to whisper it because nobody wants to be that guy.
Turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Nobody wants to be that girl, that crazy person. But there began to be this urge and this desire to connect. Did you see what I saw? Did you experience what I experienced? Franco writes, they were told by neighbors on streets so devastated there was nothing to do but stand and stare. A Red Cross counselor heard the stories as she handed out water and work gloves to residents in a hard-hit part of town. It gave her goosebumps. She told her pastor, who asked her to tell the congregation. She remembers how the crowd gasped. The stories about the butterfly people coursed through Joplin, passing one by one and then by the many. Tales describing what children reported seeing on that Sunday night in May as the tornado bore down. Children said the butterfly people protected them. The tornado in Joplin killed 161 people. How quickly we forget. It shredded the entire neighborhood. More than 900 homes were lost. The destruction was complete. The landscape rendered foreign. The tornado unleashed stories about death and very few and unlikely survivors. A teenager lifted up from an SUV, a toddler taken from his mother's arms, houses that exploded in 200-mile-an-hour winds as families huddled in bathtubs and closets. For months, just about any place people gathered, the stories spilled out, including stories about the butterfly people who came to save people, and in some cases, escorting people into the sky to take them into a bright light. Remember now, we're not saying it's true or not, but we're asking what we always ask at the Soul Trap. Is there a dot to be connected? Some of the stories of the butterfly people have been reported on Lightning News and, of course, in the St. Louis newspapers. In one, a mother and daughter fled their car as the tornado neared. They have no time to reach a nearby house. The mother and daughter hit the ground. The mother covers her child. The mother watches as the wind hurtles her car toward them. She braces for the impact. And then, almost as if time stood still, the tornado passes. They are untouched, unhurt. The mother is astonished that they have survived. The little girl is smiling and asking her mother, "Did you see the people trying to save us?" She says to her mother, "Weren't they beautiful? The butterfly people taking people into heaven." The mother is confused as the daughter asks, "Didn't you see the butterfly people, Mommy? They saved us." The other story involves grandfather and two young boys. They also are trapped outside during the tornado. The wind is so strong that the soles of the old man's shoes are ripped off. As the tornado passes over them, the boys are able to look up into the vortex as if they were shielded in a bubble of protection and see blue skies. And as they look up in the middle of the vortex of the tornado, they claim to see hundreds of what they describe as butterfly people. Shelley Wilson heard the story of the mother and daughter. She works as a high school counselor, and after the tornado, she volunteered for a Red Cross disaster mental health team. She drove through the neighborhoods distributing supplies, assessing how people were holding up. She doesn't remember who told her the butterfly stories first. She heard them time and time again. The stories never seemed to come from someone who actually experienced them, though. She was only hearing them secondhand. The stories are now taking on, in some places, religious overtones, as the butterfly people have been called angels. And some people even believe that the anomalous entities were part of either a near-death experience or an apocalyptic experience compared to a rapture-like event. Now, if you want to do an interesting Bible study, look at the second coming of Jesus Christ in connection with the flood and clouds. Search the scriptures. If you want to see an interesting connection, look at the story of the rapture. And I do believe in the New Testament rapture of the church. And we will meet the Lord in the clouds. Is there a connection? I'm not saying these butterfly people are angels. I'm saying, is there something going on in the sky? Those who have listened liken these to paranormal stories in somewhat connection with the Mothman. The thought of a creature that looks half man and half moth has always given people the creeps because the prospect seems so demonic in nature. But Mothman, butterfly people, and the ability of the powers of darkness to present themselves as an angel of light. Remember, angels do not by definition have wings, but the Lord of the flies, Beelzebub, cherub, well, they do. The timing of this winged creature's appearance, speaking of the Mothman and the Silver Bridge collapse at Point Pleasant, has always been very interesting. Some believe it was a harbinger of the disaster to come. Many times after the initial story of the strange creature, there were other reports of winged humanoid creatures showing up at various places. In 1978, there was a report of a man wearing a trench coat standing in front of a mine located in Germany. Miners attempted to approach the man when they realized that the man was not wearing a trench coat, but that he had huge wings that covered his body. The miners who had approached stood in shock, and after a moment, the dark figure let out a series of piercing streaks, which would later be described by eyewitnesses as sounding like 50 men screaming and the sound of trains' emergency brakes. The miners fled from the creature and the mine's entrance. From a safe distance, the men observed what would later be dubbed the Freiburg Shrieker as it folded its wings back around its body and stood motionless in front of the mine. The miners reportedly began to busy themselves with cleanup outside of the mine, hoping that the shrieker would go away. It is unclear why they did not report the beast to the local authorities, probably because they didn't want to be called an idiot or crazy or both. At approximately 8 a.m., the miners were startled by a massive subterranean explosion, which rocked the mine and shook the very ground on which they stood. They rushed to the mine's entrance to discover the shrieker was gone, and a huge plume of smoke and flame bellowed from the entrance of the mine. When the smoke and flame died down and officials were able to examine the mine, it was determined that all 36 miners, should they have been in their designated post, would have perished. This has led some investigators to suggest that the Freiburg Shrieker appeared that day to prevent men from entering the mine and save their life. In 1986, shortly before the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, a human-looking creature with wings was supposedly sighted, giving some credibility to the idea that the creature is a sign of a nearing horrific event. There were also rumored sightings of winged human creatures near the World Trade Center before and during the collapse of the Twin Towers. During the September 11th attacks, there were also reports of angels being seen in the smoke, and equally there were sightings of demons and UFOs. The most remarkable account was that of onlookers who stated that during the attacks, there were people jumping out of windows. Some of the witnesses claimed that they saw flashes of light as if something had opened up. Some even speculated what the jumpers saw were angels ready to take them into heaven. On October 15, 2010, Grant Lawrence blogged details of what he claims was a large butterfly. He reports that an eyewitness named Tim saw the butterfly in Montrose, California, Los Angeles County, just north of the Glendale Burbank area in the afternoon of 3 p.m. According to Tim, it was a partly cloudy day and he saw a man that had wings, but it did not fly like a bird. The wings moved like butterfly wings. This was all prior to some severe weather that hit California, which was accompanied by a few earthquake swarms. The question is this, the writer says, are these beings real, or are they just figments of an imagination that blocks out reality in order to cope with a major disaster, or is there somehow or another a tear in the veil? Can something so catastrophic, so powerful, so violent tear the veil that separates our world from the next, and we actually peer into the other side during these catastrophic events? The children of Joplin, the town people of Point Pleasant, the German miners, and others have seen these winged human beings in the sky, and there are faithful religious people who now are waiting the rapture. Note the connectivity. Is this part of mass hysteria, or are we witnessing the gradual taking of people fulfilling prophecy that is written about in the biblical texts? The idea of the rapture has been in the minds of some people who are faithful to their religious leanings. And may I say to you that it is not just the idea of the rapture. The second largest thing outside of the rapture would probably be UFO abductions. What are we seeing? What's happening? We are seeing the culture of the world prepped for something, possibly. The article goes on to state, in a time of what appears to be a fulfillment of ancient prophecy, the possibility of a rapture or divine intervention has always been a controversial subject. When preachers and cult leaders, the article states, start giving dates and times of a possible arrival of beings that we have only read about from ancient texts, things get a little bit, and I'll insert my own word here, wonky. In 2011, a controversial preacher told the world that on May 21st, 2011, the rapture would take place and that faithful Christians would be taken up into heaven on that day. Harold Camping's predictions caused a lot of anxiety, and it's hard to fathom that many people even considered that the hour of God's judgment was on hand. Of course, it failed, but let's not forget Heaven's Gate and many others. While we laugh at the foiled attempt at prophecy, there is a matter that may come back and bite us all, and that is the symbolic gesture of a final judgment being placed into the zeitgeist only to materialize in a terrifying reality that cannot be discounted. Understand that the words used to describe the disaster in Joplin sounded just like the description, in many ways, of a second coming and rapture event. Many people were unaware of the verbiage that was being used by the media during the devastating tornadoes. They were unaware that the ravaging southeast tornadoes were actually being described in apocalyptic terms. For instance, during the Joplin tornado, there were stories of a young boy, quote-unquote, taken up out of his car, and, quote, devastation of biblical proportions, and others, quote, that the storm left behind. Now we have the butterfly people, or angels helping people during the disaster, and other beings escorted into heaven by the butterfly people. Does this not make you wonder what was happening? The article asks. They were all having a simultaneous experience, and every story had different details. There was that element of the religious experience. Now, we have said this before. People have, from time to time, accused us, you don't believe in little green men from some planet, you know, Jupiter. No. But Jacques Vallée, others have written about this, that there is something religious to the UFO experience. There is something religious to quantum physics and quantum studies when you look at it. In other words, there's something on the other side that's poking its way through. The article states there were winged humans, bright lights, whirlwinds, a la Ezekiel and Job, destruction, people taken up, 1 Thessalonians, and survivors left behind, mourning the loss of their homes and family. All of it sounds like a precursor, a symbol, a type of what is coming. Now, the article states, I'm not endorsing Camping's predictions of an end times rapture. However, I have to consider the power of thought and the ability of manifestation in times of trauma. I have to consider, the writer says, that there have been historical records that speak of winged creatures like the Mothman and the butterfly people that appear before, during, and after major disasters. I wonder if after the major earthly disaster of the rapture, there will be winged beings that remain behind, that will be confusing people. Angels. During the summer, a mural was painted in downtown Joplin. The mural was called the Butterfly Effect. Joplin now, all these years later, still with its own way and in its own way, deals with its disaster. However, no one discourages the tales of the butterfly people. It almost seems to bring a help. It seems it is a helping to the town and allows them to cope with the disaster and giving them faith that there are guardian angels watching over them. So the question then becomes, what's going on in the sky? 2,000 years ago, a beaten, bruised, rejected Jew sat down to write a little epistle called Ephesians. His name was Paul. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, he stated something that the world only now is starting to come to realize. That is that we are surrounded. The atmosphere is filled with beings, good and bad. In short, whether it's Mothman, whether it's the Shrieker in Germany, or whether it's the butterfly people, we are surrounded by a world just on the other side of the veil. And given the right cataclysmic event, that veil will be torn and those beings will come through in full effect. You say, what is that cataclysmic effect? I believe it is the rapture soon to come. And we are going to see this world turn upside down. Some of us will see it left behind. Others will see it from heaven. I hope you're a part of the latter.
Stations, National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Western Jasper County until 1800 hours. National Weather Service Alpha radar indicated a tornado 10 miles west of Carl Junction or 6 miles east of Columbus, moving east at 30 miles per hour. The storm has a history of producing funnel clouds and tennis ball-sized hail. Time of dispatch, 1713.
Station 117.
Station 21 copies. Station 4 copies.
Station 5 1 copy.
Step 1 copy.
Left 1.
Jasco to all units of service and listening stations. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Western Jasper County until 6 p.m.
National Weather Service just said there was some small rotation on the west side of Joplin, Black Hat, and 20th Street area. We had an anonymous phone call of two funnel clouds in the Loma Linda area, and then they hung up.
Negative, what you got?
I'll stay here for a minute.